You wanted the best. You got the best. Would you settle for slightly above average? All right then, have we got a show for you. Coming to you live out of the Gutter Man Cave in beautiful Louisville, Kentucky. Here are your hosts, Andre Dominguez and Mike Gutterman, with the Negative Positives Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Negative Positives Podcast, episode number 282. I'm your host, Mike Gutterman, coming to you from the Gutterman Cave in Louisville, Kentucky. And this is the Monday episode. And so we had a guest lined up, and through some like kind of miscommunication through various social platforms, it just didn't pan out. And I kind of regret that didn't happen, that happened, because I was really looking forward to having the Free Film USA guys on this episode. I reached out to them to see if maybe they wanted to send in a audio call-in about their project or where they're at with it. And maybe I can insert that in a future episode. But as of right now, just some communication errors happened. And so we just weren't able to kind of line up, get the stars lined up to make that happen tonight. Thanks to the people on the Facebook group that had really good questions for them. I was looking forward to hearing their answers to that. But unfortunately, it kind of fell through. So we made a little last minute substitution. And but first of all, since it is Monday night, that means everyone's favorite co-captain has joined us all the way from Los Angeles, the City of Angels, La La Land, Mr. Andre Dominguez. How are you doing tonight, Andre?
Doing very well, Mike. Glad to finally, you know, be recording something after a little bit of waiting period, but that's all right. We should have that guest on in the hopefully not too distant future, but very excited at the person that we managed to rope in last minute.
Yeah, and I think this is the second time she's bailed us out. And that is none other than Roxanna Angles. And so it's always a pleasure to have you on, Roxanna. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I'm excited to be on.
Well, we're always excited to have you. And this is the second time you've bailed us out last minute, I believe. And I like dependability, reliability. So
yeah. I might say something about my social calendar on Monday nights.
Anytime you get a chance to become, you know, a podcast superstar, you know, you got to run with that. What's a better thing to do on a Monday night, right? So yeah. So this is we're gonna have a big announcement in the second section of this podcast, kind of about the future of this very program. And so there's a little teaser we're putting out there, and you might hear a little teases through this first episode, but that's what we do in the business. We keep you listening till the second segment. So but we'll have that in the second segment. Big announcements, big changes in the future. So but let's since it is the first segment, let's kind of get into our weeks, I guess, because we got really nothing else to get into. But so Andre, where are you? What have you been up to, man? What have you been doing in the last week?
Unsurprisingly, not a whole lot actual, like, photography wise. I don't think I picked up my camera since last week. But what I did end up doing was we've got the Frontier scanner at work up and running. I've been, you know, scanning test rolls. Now, as we're kind of increasing our production volume, doing at least two, sometimes depending on the day, three batches per day. So that's what? That's 2004. Between 4,000 and 6,000 feet of film a day in our LA office. Every single batch gets a test roll. Every single test roll gets scanned by yours truly on the Frontier. So little by little, I'm kind of getting more and more comfortable with using it. We just bought a new air compressor, which is awesome, and we hooked it up to a deionizer, which so far has pretty much completely knocked out all the dust. So that has caused me to sort of reevaluate some things. You guys already know that I was probably planning on fixing and then selling my Pacon. I ended up reaching out to the folks at AAA Imaging out here in Santa Ana, and essentially kind of letting them know what the deal was. They have invited me to come over there for their technicians to have a look at it. So one of these days, I think I have a doctor's appointment like on Friday. I'm probably just gonna take the day off and go to my doctor's appointment, and then right after that, take a drive down to Santa Ana, and hopefully get my pack on fixed so I can confidently and with a clear conscience pass it to somebody who's gonna give it lots of love. And that also means that I'm most likely going to be selling off my Epson V600. So, first of all, the pack-on definitely needs some work before I can, in good conscience, sell it. But stay tuned on that. In the meantime, if anybody is interested in a V600 that works perfectly fine, it's been, you know, serving me well for several years now at this point, and is available ideally for local pickup in the greater LA area, since I really don't want to ship that somewhere. Let me know, because I probably will be relying on the Frontier and really kind of restricting the whole kind of restricting your options in order to kind of help you type thought process of getting myself to essentially force myself to learn the Frontier, and then anything that I want kind of beyond the capabilities of the Frontier, not necessarily resolution wise, but just, you know, really good professional color correction, I'll send out, you know, a strip or two of film to scan a particular frame to then get printed larger than my HP printer can do. But yeah, that's basically what I've been doing photographically.
So you're starting to feel more confident with the Frontier. I guess the Frontier scans 120 and 35 millimeter. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And you're getting more confident with it, I guess, or?
Yeah, there's different like negative carriers. For medium format, it's a manual carrier, so you're actually just kind of moving the negative across like frame by frame on this diffusion plate thing. Mm-hmm. For 35, there's a manual carrier for that. But then there's also the automatic carrier, which very similar to a pack-on, like just pulls the entire roll in and does a preview scan. And then you make your changes and then it fine scans kind of on its way out. So that's most likely what I'm going to, you know, do for just like the first pass through of 35 millimeter, just kind of whack it through just everything on auto just to see what's on there. And then if there are some frames that, you know, I want to, you know, take a second stab at with a little bit more deliberate color correction or, you know, contrast adjustment for black and white, then I'll just switch out to the manual carrier. And then just, you know, say in that roll of 36, spend a little bit more time with like 10 or 12 of them. And then if there's like one in there that is color or black and white, but most likely color, that I really, really want to, say, you know, print large and frame and put up on my very, very blank walls as I approach having lived here for a year and not put a single piece of anything on my walls, I'll probably send those out to get printed.
I see. And I'm guessing, you know, since you have these, all these carriers for the Frontier, probably also somewhere laying around there, you probably have like an APS carrier, because I mean, it is the hottest trend in film photography. It's taken over the world by storm. So I'm sure there's an APS carrier for that thing laying around, right?
You know, I believe, if memory serves me, Mike, I think the Frontiers were meant for, you know, professional applications. Below 35 millimeter, I mean, because you can do half frame really easily with the thing, but it's this curious, you know, semi-hypocritical thing where half frame is okay, but APS is not.
Well, APS is, it is a large format of sub 35 millimeter format. So I'm just saying, but all right, Andre, is that pretty much your week?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's move on to Roxana. How have you been, Roxana? What have you been up to lately?
I've been great. I've been actually up to a lot of stuff lately, is usual.
Well, awesome. That'd be a good change on this podcast. So.
No, I'm just always busy. But gosh, I'm jealous of Andre. I'm looking up that scanner as you're talking. I'm like, wow, that sounds rad. So I'm jealous, but that's okay. this week and the last week have been so fun at actually with work, with my kids and everything, I've been in contact with Ken Bertram, and he sent over another donation to the program. And then along with the donation, he sent over a really cool note for my kids. He's going to play. He's going to play Secret Santa for them.
Oh, wow.
And they're putting together a wish list right now of their like two favorite films they'd like to shoot. And he wants to supply it with them. I'm just like blown away by his generosity, because that sounds awesome. Like so much fun. All of their faces just lit up when I told them. They're like exploring and Googling and really going outside of the box of things that they want to shoot.
How many kids do you have kind of involved at this point, at this juncture?
I have 12.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, I have 12, which is, you know, it's quite a bit for me just by myself in processing the film. It's in the cameras and everything else. It's just the perfect, it's just the right number for now.
Well, Andre's a pretty good co-captain. Maybe you ought to like get him to come in and help out every once in a while. I don't know, Andre.
Right? Yeah. That'd be great.
the plan is actually to be pretty close to your neck of the woods over New Year's. We're planning on going to Idlewild for New Year's Eve.
You're gonna love it. I love Idlewild. I love it up there, but we'll be out of school, so you won't be part of the club.
So one thing, Roxanna, last time you were on the episode, I noticed kind of on the Facebook group, some people were going to send you some gifts after that episode aired. Did you get some good stuff from the Negative Positives Facebook group?
Seriously, our community is so incredible. I'm constantly just blown away by the people who have given to the program and the film and the cameras. And, you know, this is last minute, so I don't even have the giant list in front of me, because it really is a giant list of people who have donated to the program. It's insane.
And that's super awesome.
Yeah, I have it like in my office because it's that long, and we're gonna put together a zine that the kids create at the end of the year, and we're gonna send it to like all the people who donated. And I think that's my favorite thing about our community, our film community, is how giving and how sharing everybody is. Everybody wants to be a part and contribute and grow what we have got going. It's like, it's such passion that I'm so proud to be part of it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I actually have a list. I've kept a list for about the last year or two of everything the fine listeners have sent me for like the last year or two, with the thought that like every Monday I'll go to the post office and at least try to reciprocate back to some of these listeners that have given me some really amazing things, anywhere from cameras to film to prints and all this stuff. Sending just free stuff to like this, you know, this drunken guy that podcasts all the time. And so it's just pretty amazing. And trust me, guys and gals that have sent me stuff. I have a list of everything I've been sent. And one of these days when I get off my lazy ass, I will reciprocate at least something, at least a print or stickers or something back to you. It's in my plan. I have everybody written down, and it's hard to keep track of, because people in this community are so generous, man. And it's an amazing thing.
It really is. It's a beautiful thing. I love how giving it is. And it makes you want to also just be equally as giving. I love sharing film with people and doing film swaps and everything else and sticking things in the mail. I have a friend in the Czechoslovakia that I always trade stuff with. And it's worldwide. It's great.
Yeah. And that's not cheap, sending things to Czechoslovakia, I would imagine.
No, so,
yeah.
Or here, but she sends me stuff, so it's like
cheap either way. I sent a small box today out to California. It was like a computer part that my son needed. My son is building a supercomputer. I think he's trying to hack into, I don't know, NASA or something. But he's like currently building his own computer. Well, the motherboard was bad, so I had to send this motherboard back to like California from Kentucky. And I thought, oh, this probably be 10, 15 bucks, something like that. It was like $23 to ship this thing just from Kentucky to California. I was like, this is it's kind of ridiculous, but
it is. It's expensive to ship. And that's why I also appreciate it when people send me things for the program. It's like, I know they're going out of pocket and sending things, and it warms my heart.
Awesome. Are you in the Emulsive Secret Santa?
I am. Absolutely. Yeah. I just got my person. So
I did too. Yeah.
I'm really excited.
And Andre, you're in as well, right?
I saw today that my person is a member of our little negative positives community, so I'm very happy about that. Obviously, that's awesome. Meeting somebody new in the overall community is always great, but like it was definitely kind of helpful to be able to go and look at that person's comments and posts using the search function in addition to their wish list to kind of tease out some ideas for gifts.
So you basically stalked them a little bit on the Facebook group.
I Facebook stalked them. I did a little bit of spying.
Nice. All right, Roxana, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, let me see. Oh, one more thing. I started hand making my zines. So I have been on this project because, well, I have a confession though. I am awful at InDesign. I can't even. It's so, I have tried. I get so frustrated. So I decided that I'm hand binding little zines and printing my work and gluing them all together. So they're completely handmade. Because I can't do InDesign.
yeah. My first zine that I made a couple years ago, pretty early on in this podcast, was all printed out on the HP. It was when I first got the HP printer with the Instant Ink program or whatever. And so I printed them all out and folded them and stapled them. And it is all handmade. And it definitely looks like it. So
Well, I have one for you guys. I've made 6 in my set already. So I actually have one going out to you guys.
Oh, awesome.
So you'll be getting them in the mail.
Well, I will reciprocate by sending my crappy zine to you. That is, the one thing that my zine will do for people is make you realize that anybody can do a zine, and there's really no quality criteria whatsoever as far as getting these things done. So, but
yeah. You're printing it, right?
yeah. And I mean, I do like the fact though that. One thing about my zine, it doesn't look nearly, it's not even close to the incredible like zines people have sent me and stuff like that. But one thing I do like about it, it was all done by me. Like it was like, I mean, when you get one of my zines as you'll it's readily apparent when you get it. It was definitely all done by me and folded by me and stapled by me and all that. It's all me, which is probably not a real good, judgment of my character, I guess. So yeah.
I like handmade. I love handmade. So I actually hand bound it with waxed thread or ribbon. Uh-huh. So you'll see when you get it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It'll be interesting for sure.
Well, the good thing about mine is it's definitely you could definitely call it a zine, whereas some of the zines that people have sent me, like, I consider this more of a photo book. This is way too good a quality for the lowly name of zine, I think. So, but
I agree. Some of them are like magazines or
right.
And they have writing and they're gorgeous.
Yeah.
I can't do that very well.
Remind me what paper you printed yours on, because you did yours with the HP printer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. I actually used... because I couldn't really use photo paper because I needed to be able to, and now there are some photo papers that you can print both sides, but I didn't really want the sticky feeling of like inkjet photo paper. So I ended up using like what was called like HP, like presentation paper. It's meant for like printing like brochures or whatever or something like that. And so it's not truthfully even a photo paper. So I was surprised that the images, and it's kind of a matte paper as well. And so I was surprised the images printed as well as they did on that paper, but because it's not technically a photo paper. I was happy with, you know, at the time I was pretty proud of it. And then I started getting other people's zines and like, oh God, mine's pretty ghetto. But
Mine might be too.
The reason this was because, like, you know, the that whole kind of concept of as more people get into the HP Instant Ink program thing, the common question that comes up is like, all right, well, like, you know, what settings and what paper did you use to get like really inky blacks? And that is one thing that I do remember from your Plastic Beach scene was that I was impressed by how good the blacks looked with whatever combination of things you were using.
Yeah, I mean, I was actually surprised by it too. Like, I've actually been surprised. You know, we've beat this HP Instant Ink program to death around here, but a lot of people seem to be having trouble getting good blacks out of their black and white photography on the HP printers or whatever. I really haven't had that problem. I've only had that problem on like the super high glossy HP paper. On like other papers and even like that presentation paper, I'm not having trouble getting like good blacks. I'm not getting like a magenta cast or whatever. So I'm not sure what I'm doing right, or maybe there's just some magic in my particular HP printer that other people are not you know, having so much luck with. But I just really haven't had much trouble with the blacks in my prints. But yeah, I don't know. Okay, well, so is that pretty much what you got going on, Roxanna?
Yeah, I think that's it. That catches me up.
All right. Well, I guess I'll get into my week again. Much like, and not to the surprise of anybody, I only took a tiny bit of photography this weekend. Let's see, what has all has happened? Well, Sunday, my son, my oldest son, wanted to do something with his girlfriend, and he's not driving yet, which the funny thing is she's driving. And so we now the pressure's on. So maybe he'll finally get his driver's license, but he wanted to kind of take her out. And so, and my wife is, you know, being the mother of my oldest son, she kind of wants to get to know this girl a little better that he's dating or whatever. And we've hung out with her a couple times. She's come to some family pool parties and stuff, so we kind of know her. She's a really good girl. But so my wife is like, well, why don't we all go out for pizza? Ask your girlfriend to come, and then we'll go play some games at an arcade or something. So we basically went out for some pizza, and then we went to this arcade, and I took a couple of shots of them on my little Pentax UC1 compact with just blowing them out with flash, because the arcade was pretty dark and I had like 200 speed film in there, so I had no options. And so yeah, I shot a couple photos of them playing some skee ball and some air hockey, you know, real athletic events. And got a couple of shots at, but that's really about all the photography I've done, because I really kind of and I mentioned this quite a bit lately, I'm really deep in this printing project where I'm trying to get tons of 4x6s printed for catching up family photo albums and getting those up to date so I can just stay on top of them from then on out. And I was about 10 years behind, and I'm probably now about 4 years behind now. So, but I'm getting a lot of printing done. Actually used up my HP Instant Ink quota already for this month, and I have to wait like three weeks for it to refresh before I can print on that anymore. So I will probably be sending some prints out to Kodak Moments. Because out of the three printing services I've used online so far, they were kind of the best one. But then also today I ran out, I noticed locally somebody had for sale for like $10 this Kodak inkjet printer that I used for years before I went to the HP. And I've talked about these before as well. It's like it's a pigment ink Kodak printer. And these prints, just, I've tried to get these things to fade. I've put them through torture tests. They will not fade whatsoever. So I thought, you know, I've got like three or four Kodak cartridges sitting around here, ink cartridges sitting around. I was like, I need to use them up. Why not spend $10 on a printer, hope it works, and at least burn through these cartridges while I wait for my HP Instant Ink program to refresh. So I drove all the way across town and bought a $10 Kodak printer, which I will be testing tonight after we get this done, and see if I can spit some more prints out of this Kodak and get use up these last cartridges. But so it's kind of I talked about on an episode where I'm kind of single-minded on things, like getting things accomplished. And once I like right now, I am so like laser focused on getting these family photo albums caught up. and it's probably driving my wife a little bit crazy, but I can't really concentrate on anything else. I have to get this done. And it's been years in the making of trying to get this done. And it's really like, you know, I'm focused. And even though I'm not out really shooting photography, it's still photography related. And it's actually the most important part of my photography is documenting the family moments. So I really want to get these photo albums caught up because I just think they're so important. And so that's kind of why you're not hearing a whole lot from me on these weeks about my photography, because I'm really concentrating on getting one thing done at a time. You guys feel like that? Are can you all multitask better than I can? Because I certainly can't. But
I think it just depends. Like, I'm not. Sometimes I get super focused on something that I'm just into and doing. Though, also, it's like when I was making the little zines. It was like that was my sole focus. I was not taking pictures. I was like, no, I'm printing and I'm making, and then I couldn't multitask to save my life. So I don't know. What about you, Andre?
All are like, oh, I'm having trouble multitasking. Meanwhile, like, I'm having trouble tasking. I really do, you know. I mean, one thing that I do kind of have to look forward to is I will be going back to Miami for Thanksgiving, and my mom has already said, you know, I mean, knowing me at this point, you know, like, bring whatever camera, like, isn't gonna, like, break down on you. Bring your tripod, and I want to take some, what's it called? I want you to take some
portraits.
Some family portraits, yeah, of, like, the four of us and stuff like that. And knowing your sister, she's gonna want you to take some pictures of her for her, like, profile picture or whatever. So, you know, and also my dog, he's getting older, you know, he's already kind of a little bit deaf and blind, and it'd be nice to try to see if I can take some pictures of him before he kicks the bucket.
Sure. Yeah. I just realized that I don't, you know, I love my cat to death, but that is Gunner the cat, which we affectionately call Taco Beans, I don't really have a whole lot of photos. I don't know why I don't think about taking more photos of him. My wife has a bazillion phone pictures of him, but as far as like film photos, I don't have a whole lot. And that's something I kind of want to do in the next month or so, at least get some good portraits of him. Cause the reason why is my wife found I think on Instagram, there's an advertisement where you can get like, you can take like a picture of your cat's head or dog's head and get them printed on socks. And I kind of want to get like my cat's head all over socks for my sons for Christmas. So, so yeah, but, and then the last thing for my week is I got a print in the mail from Kevin Lane. And from the Uncle Jonesy's Uncle Jonesy's Cameras podcast. And it's a really nice black and white print that he sent me. But he put a note on the back. And I got to say, like, I've gotten a lot of, you know, emails and notes through the mail and stuff like that. But this is one of the nicest things that I've received. And I just think the world of Kevin Lane and his brother Kelly. But this was just a super nice note. And so I'll just read what he wrote here. I let my wife read it and she thought it was the sweetest thing as well. But I'm telling you, and I said this on a face cast I did a couple of nights ago, or maybe it was last night. If you don't like Kevin Lane, there's a good chance I probably don't like you, because he is a superior human being, man. Like, the guy is just gold. But he says, Mike, I just want to send you a little note of encouragement today. Given all you've been through lately with your fall, falling out of my attic and hurting my back, and the burden of producing a podcast, you have done so much for the film community and you don't get enough credit for it. I just want to say thank you for all you've done to inspire me. This photo is of Lover's Lean in beautiful Rock City garden atop Lookout Mountain. If you've never seen Rock City, you should. And Debbie and I will give you a guided tour. Take care and happy shooting. And it was taken on a Minolta X700 on ultrafine 100, processed in CineSteel DF96, Andre. But man, Kevin, thank you so much for that note. I don't know about if I don't get enough credit for it. I don't need credit for it. I enjoy doing this, but that was just a super nice note to get, and just kind of really made my day. So, I just can't thank Kevin enough. It was just a super, super cool, super nice thing to do. And, he's just gold, man. So you get something like that. It just reminds you how cool this community is and just the wonderful people that's in it. And it's just really, really warmed my heart. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
And I will take him up on this at some point. I would love to go visit Kevin in his new location and get a little guided tour. Sounds awesome. So maybe we can go out one of these days. Maybe I can meet up with him and do a little shooting with him. So super, super cool dude. So,
yeah, all right. Far away from what's each other.
What's that?
I said, y'all aren't too far away from
each other. No, not too far at all. No, it's definitely doable. It definitely could be a good weekend trip or something. So, yeah, there you go. But, okay, well, I think that's our weeks. And so we'll go ahead and take a break. And we're going to announce the super huge announcement about the future of Negative Positives in this next segment. A little teaser, like they say in the industry. And so we'll take a break, and we will be right back, folks. All right, folks, we're back from the break. And so this is the big announcement. Andre and I have spent some hours on the phone. He doesn't call me as much as he used to. He's in love now. So I don't get to really kind of brainstorm podcast ideas as much as we used to. And that's fine. I get it. You know, he's in love. Young love is a beautiful thing. But so honestly, we've been kind of in the same trajectory. There you go. That's a big word. In the last year or so, and I kind of was looking at ways to not only improve the podcast, maybe inject some energy into it, some new energy, but also free up some time, because I've realized that the time I spend on producing this podcast is it's quite a bit. And I'm not complaining about it. I've loved every minute of it, and I love doing this podcast. But honestly, some of my creative outlets have suffered quite a bit. Obviously, when we talk about our weeks and I don't have any photography done, there's a good reason when I'm spending 10 to 12 hours a week on this podcast. And also, my music has suffered. I don't really have time to play music anymore, and I'm really wanting to start a new band project. So I was looking for ways to not only free up time, but kind of also inject some new life to the podcast. So after brainstorming for a while, we've come up with a bit of a solution that we think will be very conducive to Andre and I having a little more time, and you know, and also bring some energy. So basically, what's going to happen, and it's going to stay the same to the end of this year, but in January, we're going to change things up. We're going to be a once a week podcast. There will be no more two a weeks. So, and every other week will be a full crew with guests. And then the week, well, okay, 2 weeks out of the month will be a full crew with a guest. And then the other weeks will be like my typical solo shows, where we'll deal with like listener emails, listener call-ins, that kind of stuff. All the listener interaction will be dealt with on those shows. So we'll be going down to like twice a month or every other week with guests. And then every other week, my solo show, where we'll have, the listener interaction. But that was a good plan. But we thought, well, if we're only going to be having guests every couple of weeks, why not inject some energy into the show? And I couldn't think of anybody that was more energetic. And plus, let's be honest, this podcast at times becomes, pardon my French, a little bit of a sausage fest at times. So we wanted to add a little, opinion or a perspective from the much more intelligent and better of the two sexes. And so we thought we needed kind of some female interaction on this podcast. And so that, so Andre and I did some talk. Who do we get? Who do we get? If we want to have a third host on the show, who kind of fits the bill? Who do we gel with? Who we jive with? And we couldn't think of anybody better than Roxanna Angles. So we would like to go ahead and officially announce in January, Roxana will be joining us as the third host of the Negative Positives podcast, and we are super excited about that. And so, Roxana, how do you feel about joining this podcast, for better or for worse?
I am so thrilled to be joining you guys. I can't think of a better duo to join and talk all film stuff and photography and all of the things, because it seems like we can chat for hours upon hours, and
which we usually do. So.
You know, that's what we do. So I'm stoked. I am so stoked.
Well, and partially for me, it's a big weight off my shoulders, because on those weeks where Andre decides to bail on me, at least maybe I'll be able to get Roxana on with me, and I won't be like kind of like just out in the wind trying to wing this podcast. So, you know, Andre gets a little flaky sometimes. So, yeah.
Well, what kind of, like, other than like the supposedly positive thoughts that went through your head, like, you know, what was the conversation like with your family when it was like, hey, so I'm going to be doing this new thing?
So, Monday, I'm going to be busy. So make sure that you take care of yourself.
There you go. Because you have a lot in your hands. Well, I mean, I think you deserve a break every once in a while, right? I don't know if that doing this podcast is necessarily a break, because it can be probably pretty tiring talking to Andre and I every other week. But
it's a break. Actually, everybody's really thrilled. Brian is so excited too. He's like, okay, so does that mean you're going to be talking about me on there all the time? I'm like, yeah. All the time.
Yeah, the significant others of each of the hosts on this podcast, you know, they do get mentioned a lot, even though I think most of them don't listen. So which is probably a good thing at times. I don't know, but
they have this podcast presence that everybody knows.
right. Yeah. And I remember when I was, after Andre and I kind of formed this sort of ideal about taking this podcast to a different place, a different trajectory or whatever, the next day, because I'm, let's be honest, I was drinking when we talked about this. So the next day I woke up, I was like, was this a good idea? I think this is a good idea. Because I'd already sent you a message, Roxana. After Andre and I got off the phone, I sent you a message, and I was a little inebriated. I hope that message was clear. But and so I wake up the next day, and I'm like, okay, I got to break this to the wife about, okay, I'm gonna have a female on the show, and I'm gonna be spending hours talking to another female. So I had to literally bill it, like, yeah, she's newly married, she's got kids, like it's cool, like we're good, like it.
That's right, exactly.
She's been with me long enough, though. I think any hints of jealousy are long gone. She knows. I think at this point she knows that no one else will put up with me. So I think she knows she's safe. So it's all good. So
I think we're all good. On all of us are taken. So
right. So I don't know, Andre, how do you feel about it?
I'm super excited. You know, the two, it's two, right? Or has it been more? I don't know. It feels like it's been me. The two episodes that we've had Roxana on have been wonderful. The feedback that we've received from listeners has been really great. You know, a lot of people have said, like, you know, man, that episode, those two episodes with Roxana were great. When's she coming back on? So having you on more frequently is going to be great. And honestly, the every other weekend thing is I think going to be important for all of us. At the same time, like, I wouldn't want anybody to kind of, you know, join us and jump on and be like, all right, well, your Mondays forever are now, you know, all belonging to us. That would be cruel and unusual punishment. But at the same time, you know, as Mike kind of alluded to before, even though it's a great routine for us to have, I very much look forward to recording the podcast on Mondays. I'm excited to see Mike be able to dedicate some more time to doing some music. I'm hoping amen. To sorry
I said amen.
I'm excited to you know, hopefully kind of do some more things photography wise on Mondays, now that every other Monday is going to be a little bit free. It'll also be good in terms of us having more to talk about, since more time will have gone by between episodes. Hopefully the, you know, how was your week can be a little bit less like, ah, well, it feels like yesterday since we last spoke and I didn't do anything.
Yeah. And honestly, like, for us, it was also like, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, and particularly me a little longer than Andre, but Andre's been on for a long time as well. And I just felt like we needed a little injection of some energy. And Roxana, you've always been like, one thing I appreciate about you, which made you kind of like the prime candidate for this, was just you're so energetic and enthusiastic about film, and it inspires me, and I hope that that will translate to the listeners as well, because you're always like just so positive. And that was one of the reasons we really wanted to have you, because when I mentioned it to Andre, I was like, what about Roxana? And Andre was like, oh, I like that idea. And so, yeah, it was just,
I'm seriously beaming right now. I'm so excited about all of this.
Well, very, very, very cool. So that is kind of the plan going forward. That will start in January. And so it'll be like an every other week with the three of us and a guest. When Andre shows up, it'll be the three of us and the guest, and then the off weeks will be just a solo show with me, where I try to deal with emails and listener call-ins and that kind of stuff to kind of get that stuff out of the way, because I don't like doing those things on guest shows, because I want the shows to be about the guests. I don't want to like take up their time reading emails and doing call-in camera reviews and that kind of stuff, or whatever the call-ins may be. So I just think this will work. It's going to free up a lot of time for all of us, and I think what I'm hoping what the listeners will see out of this is a little more enthusiasm from Andre and I, where, because there's times when we haven't brought our A game, I think, because, you know, we live busy lives, and I think this will give us a much needed sort of shot in the arm. So very excited about it. Yeah.
Super stoked. Seriously. I'm like, okay, every other Monday talking about film, I feel like this is going to be a party.
Well, these podcasts tend to do that. There's, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to stop drinking during them. So like, if but yeah. All right. So any final thoughts on that before we take a little break and wrap the show up, or where are we at? So just some final, I don't know, maybe a little sales pitch to the listeners of this fine thing.
I'm excited to be part of it. And I think that has already translated through so many, through the episodes. I was thrilled on the first one to be on, and the second one. And I just feel like this is such a great way for us to all bond together, our community. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the real question is, if Roxana decides like two or three months into this that she needs to quit, trust me, it'll be me that runs her off, not Andre, because I'm a little real rough around the edges sometimes. But so if this falls apart, it'd be my fault. I'm a choking punch. So I've often said that like all my friends' wives hate me. So it's only a matter of time. So, but so enjoy it while it lasts. But Andre, any final thoughts that you want a sales pitch for the listeners before we take a break?
Well, I think the fact that Roxana actually is good about regularly engaging in the practice of film photography and creating things is probably going to encourage both you and I to
get
practice.
Our ass.
Get our ass. I'm pushing you guys. Careful. I'm going to give you challenges and things.
Oh no. I might have to rethink this decision.
Roxana's all here, you know, making great work, both like family photography as well as like the artsy stuff. And Mike and I are not having a whole lot to show for. It'll be great. I'm really looking forward to it.
Me too.
Well, I'm super excited about it. And I'm super excited not only for the future of the podcast, but having some more free time. I got to tell you, like, folks, Like I said, every minute I've spent on this has been well worth it, and I've been paid for it through just the joy of getting to know people, and way more than I put into it. I've got a whole lot more than I've given, and I appreciate all that. And I don't want to make it sound like that, oh, this podcast is so much work, it's such drudgery. And no, I've enjoyed every single minute of it, but it is to a point where I need to free up some free time. And this is going to be a really positive, it's going to definitely do that for me. So I'm super excited about it. And plus, you know, getting to talk to Roxanne every couple of weeks is going to, it's just brighten everybody's day. So, so there you go.
A big old ray of sunshine coming your way, guys.
There you go. Trust me, in Kentucky right now, I haven't seen the sun in a couple of days. I can use that, because I know bring me some more of that California sunshine, because it's
Palm Springs sun is even more than LA, because it's like bright 90 degrees today.
Roxanne, you're gonna have to join me in making Mike feel jealous about the weather here.
Well, it gets to be May and it's like 115 out here.
I'll still like it. I'll still be jealous, because I like hot weather, and like we've had, like I kind of wanted to shoot today, but I had to go pick up this Kodak printer, and it kind of cut into the little time I would have had to do that. Sorry. I'm getting all choked up. But it was like super, super gray today, and it was just ugly. So yeah. But okay, so that is that's the big announcement, and hopefully everybody can look forward to that in January when we get that started. I will go ahead. I guess we should go ahead and take a break, and we'll figure out how to wrap the show up, and I'll try to clear my throat of this whatever just jumped into it. So we'll take a break and be right back, folks. All right, folks, we're back for our final segment, and there's just one little other kind of issue we wanted to talk about. It's a lot of good news in the film community recently, and that's the kind of release of some new films are coming, right? So some new, we kind of knew they were coming, but one is coming as promised, and one is coming a little sooner than we thought. So let's get down to the first thing is the Fuji, is it Akros or Akros? They are living up to their announcement that it is coming. And so what do you guys think about the Fuji Akros coming in the near future?
Well, I'm excited about it. I've been shooting a lot more black and white lately, and I had bought some of the old stuff and kind of stockpiled, like, I only had 6 rolls, but I was scared to shoot it. So now I'm like, all right, bring it on. I'm ready.
I'll be honest with you. I mean, and this is probably no surprise to anybody. I've never shot it. I've never been much of a Fujifilm person. I've always been a Kodak guy, and but I'll probably buy a couple rows and see what all the hubbub's about. So I feel like he's sort of mandatory when a film comes back or a new film gets released. I feel sort of like it's mandatory. I have to buy a couple rows, at least show some support. So I guess I will do that. Andre, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I not only want to kind of test it myself, it does make me sad that I don't have a pinhole camera to do some reciprocity test with it, but I know that there's a lot of people out there that are going to be able to test out the reciprocity characteristics a lot better than I am. On the other hand, because we already received so many questions about normal Akros in DF96, and I don't have any on me to test it out with, given that it's a new film that for all intents and purposes seems to be actively supported by Fujifilm moving forward, which is a great thing. Yeah, I'll be doing some testing with it in DF96 to add that to our list of films that we actually have not necessarily times for, but, well, potentially, since it is kind of T-grain-based. Essentially, yes, I'll be testing it with DF96 to be able to advise people on how to use it with our chemistry.
I think that's a big question about it at this point is, you know, is the reciprocity effect going to be the same? Because that was kind of the claim, one of the claim to fame for that film. We don't really have any hard data on that. It makes me wonder if it's going to be different because they did call it like Akros 2, like, or whatever. Yeah. So it makes me wonder if it's the same emulsion, because if it was the same emulsion, you'd think, well, they just call it Akros, right? Like, so there could be some changes to it, but I guess we'll find that out soon enough.
I'm just happy that they're making a new film. It's like, that's pretty cool, because I know they've gotten bashed a lot for taking away all of our films.
Right. So
like, okay, all right. Bringing it in.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, my attitude towards Fuji was softened quite a bit when Brandon Rimmler from Fujifilm USA sent me a huge box of Fuji Love here recently. So yeah, I'm down with it. I can support them a little bit, right? So, my diehard Kodakness, I guess is the word, but I've been a little softened by the love box that Brandon Rimmler sent me, because he works for Fujifilm, and good job, Brandon. I'm not a hater anymore. So, and the other big thing is if you backed Lomography for their Metropolis film, that wasn't supposed to come out till like early next year, and I got an email saying, yeah, they're way ahead of schedule, and it looks like that stuff's going to be shipping really soon. And I backed that. I'm going to be getting like five rows of 120 Metropolis Lomography film, and it looks like we're going to get that possibly before Christmas. So I think it's super exciting. And did you guys back that? How you feel about that one?
I backed it. I totally backed it. I got five rolls of the 120 and five of the 35. I'm so excited.
Oh, you went all in.
Yeah. No, and then I made Brian buy some too. So I was like, I'm like, you know, there's a new film and I think you should get some.
So how's your efforts of getting him to shoot more film been going? I know that was kind of something we discussed last time I think you were on, but is he kind of all in? Yeah. Has the film bug bit him?
Absolutely. He's been shooting film, and I've been dragging him to the community college class with me, and we've been utilizing the lab. It's been so much fun. I'm so happy that he's in, and he's really loving film again. So
you know what they say, and Andre, this is a good advice to you, man. A couple that shoots film together stays together,
absolutely.
Right? So yeah.
I agree. I think I just put that on one of my Instagram posts. We were up in like Pioneer Town. I said that.
I think it's she does have an Instax camera, and I hope she doesn't listen to this episode. but I have been meaning to put a pack of some Instax mini film in her stocking, Christmas stockings.
There you go. you knew where I was going to go with that. So good, yep, good on you, yep, for cutting that off.
Anticipated where you were going with that.
But I'm actually super excited about it. Like, to me, like, I like the fact that Lomography like takes, you know, tries to give us film that's different, you know, that gives you a different creative outlet. And the look of that film, the way I understand it is, I've heard some people say that it's almost looks like what you'd get from like bleach bypassing, but kind of gives it to you without having to do the bleach bypass. So, I like the fact that they're very sort of like courageous about like, oh yeah, this film's not going to give you normal colors. And I think there's a time and a place for that. And I always like doing weird stuff at times with my photography. And I just think it's something I give them a lot of credit for.
Mm-hmm. I think it looks really grungy. Like it looks like 90s grunge to me, which really exciting, because that revival is happening right now. It's like everything's like the 90s.
So. Yeah.
I think that's kind of fun. I picture it like Doc Martin street photography type stuff.
Although one thing about this whole 90s revival is I've been going through a lot of, the photo albums and stuff. And my 90s days, I will say that I have a fond memory of it, but it's maybe not as bad as some of the 80s style, but we had some really bad style in the 90s. So some of the clothes I was wearing, I was like, I look like a damn clown, man. Like there's one photo of my first band. My wife was singing and I was playing guitar, and it's a really great photo, except I'm wearing these jeans that look like three of me could fit in these jeans. There was a time in the 90s where like we went through like a really baggy jeans era. Yeah. Not a good look. and then right after that, I think then we went to bootcut, and apparently they're trying to bring bootcut jeans back. Like I don't know. Like
small jeans are back. Yeah.
I know there's the high waisted jeans are back now. Yeah. And I don't think it's a good look, man. Can we just wear jeans that just fit us properly? Can we just quit trying to change jean trends? Let's just wear a nice pair of jeans that just fit us properly. But I had a guy, I was wearing some kind of slim fit jeans at work. And this guy that's about 10 years older than me that I've worked with at Ford for years, he comes to me, he's like, "What's up with the skinny jeans, man?" And I'm like, "They're not really skinny. They're like slim. I don't know, man. Like, I just like to wear jeans that fit properly." He's like, "You need to wear relaxed." I'm like, "Dude, I'm not walking around with like diaper butt jeans. Like, you know, like, because like they're those relaxed fit jeans. They look like you're wearing a diaper, man. I don't have much of a butt anyway. I don't need like to look like, I don't need like baggy butt jeans. So, wow, now you see what you're getting yourself into, Roxanne.
I know, right?
This was what, talking about new films that we were excited about?
So there you go.
But as a segue, a belated happy birthday to Birgit, Lomography USA's marketing director.
When was her birthday?
That was a few days ago.
Oh, happy birthday.
Awesome. I think she's been on about every podcast but ours at this point. So we should probably make that happen in the future at some point. We should have her on. So yeah,
we've got a Lomography super fan in our ranks.
Well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, I'm like a fangirl completely.
I'll ask her when the next Kickstarter is that you can add the little add-on items for, you know, discounted prices, so I can get a discounted LCA 120 the next time that Ed Conde throws his money at them.
Andre's always working an angle, man. So, or working a Roxanna angles.
Say what? Yep.
I will say on the Metropolis Kickstarter, I did go ahead and add an extra $30 to get the Digitaliza thing.
I was looking at that, and then I was like, "Do I need it? I don't know if I need it." So I didn't get it. But
yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to. The reason I got it is I think I want to do like some 35 millimeter and like my FPP. What is it? The Debonair camera. And so I want to like do some sprocket type stuff through that camera. And I think that will help me with that. And maybe even in my Holga or something like that. Actually, I think it was Junior Wyatt that did some 35 millimeter in his Pentax 6.7, which really interests me. And the only reason I got it is I'd like to kind of do a little bit of sprocket stuff. I've never done it. And I think that will help me scanning with that. So I kind of added that to the order. And by the way, I should also mention, since I mentioned Junior Wyatt, he just had a surgery, and we wish the best of recovery to Junior. He's one of the finest members of the Facebook group and just a real friend of the show. So best wishes to Junior for his recovery during this time after his surgery. So there you go.
Get better soon.
Yeah. Hope you feel well enough to start picking up some cameras soon to, you know, not necessarily document the recovery, but just, you know, using it as a form of recovery and therapy, as many of us have done in the past.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I guess, so we're super pumped about these films coming out, and I'm still waiting for that big Kodak announcement for, we need to get the Ektachrome and 120. We need to get the We need to get the T-Max 3200 and 120. And hey, Kodak, I'm going to throw it out there again, because I know Kodak listens religiously to this podcast. Plus X. We need Plus X. Give us Plus X. I just want Plus X. But there you go. But but we'll see, man. Like 2019, man. Maybe this is going to, or no, 2020. Wow. 2020 might, who knows what's going to happen. And this thing just keeps seeming to continue to grow, and it's been super exciting. And I think Kodak's recent financial information, which didn't necessarily wasn't all that bright, but had some bright spots. And the big bright spot was they were like, their film sales had increased like 21% or something like that. So that's super, super positive. So, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing that film is really growing a lot. I see it a lot, at least out here. I'm seeing more and more film shooters, like even out on the streets, just like more than even a couple of years ago.
I don't get out and shoot as much as I'd like to, but I swear if I'm ever out shooting taking it to the streets of Louisville, Kentucky, and I see somebody with a film camera, it's going to be hard for me to just not hug them immediately. And they're going to be like, who is this freak? Like,
well, you feel like you can talk to them. It's like if somebody's shooting film, you're like, hey, what kind of camera? It's like, you know, it's a, you know, you're going to talk to them.
Yeah, you're gonna have a bond at least right from the get-go. Yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. And it's been a lot of fun. Thank you, Roxanna, for, you know, kind of helping us get this announcement out. And thank you for obviously joining us in the future in January when we get this, take a new direction on this podcast. But most of all, thanks for bailing us out tonight when a guest situation fell through. You've done this. you bailed us out a couple of times now. So there you go.
Oh, thank you, you guys. I had so much fun. I'm always having fun on the show with you guys. So I'm awesome. Stoked for the future and the new year.
Well, that will wear out very quickly. As a
I don't know about that, you guys.
Okay, so we had to figure out how we're going to do this now, because we have three hosts on the show now. So we're going with seniority. We're going to start with the least seniority. So Roxanna, go ahead and tell the fine folks where to check out your work.
All right, I'm on Instagram at RoxannaLog, and that's about it for right now.
Awesome. And Andre, where can people check out where you never post?
You can check out where I never post on Instagram at Andre on Film.
All right. You can check me out on Instagram at Gutterman Photo, on Facebook at Mike Gutterman Photography. You can email this program at negpositives@gmail.com. You can join the Facebook group. It is the Negative Positives Film Photography Podcast Facebook group. And you can also follow us on Instagram under the account Negative Positives. If you submit photos to Instagram, think about using the hashtag Negative Positives. And maybe Mr. Bryce Randall, who helps me run that that account, will see it and highlight it for all of us to check out. So big thanks to Bryce for that. So, okay, we're going to wrap this up. Everybody have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. And you will hear the lovely voice of Roxanna joining us in January. So we're looking forward to that. And until then, everybody stay positive.
And shoot some cool film photos.
Awesome. We will see you guys soon. Thanks for listening. So Roxanna, I got to ask, like, you know, it's been a couple weeks since we kind of asked you about kind of joining as a co-host, or I don't know what we're going to call you, but so you've had a week or two to think about it. Are you regretting this decision yet? Because the regret will come sooner than later, I think. But.
You're ridiculous. I think this is going to be so much fun, you guys. Like, I'm so stoked. I love to blab about this stuff. So I'm like, really? You want me to come on and talk with you guys every other Monday? Yeah, I'm in.
Well, the good thing is you'll be able to join the Podcasters Union. There's a lot of solidarity and like you get a union card and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Unfortunately, there's no healthcare plan yet. We're probably going to have to strike for that, I think. But so.
That's hilarious.
Occasional discounts and free gifts of stickers in the mail from your favorite phone companies.
Right, right. Hey, I'll take stickers for payment. I'm fine with that. I will decorate my Hydro Flask so I can be a VSCO girl with the middle schoolers, you know.
Well, the good thing is you'll get a Cinestill sticker long before I will. So that's the just saying.
Hey, I'm wearing my Cinestill shirt actually right now.
Oh yeah, that's nice. It's nice that you got one of those, huh? I haven't seen
it. I know what
those
I look like. It, yeah. Though, oh, I okay. got it.
It wasn't. You're like extra, extra, extra large. I don't think we even carry those.
Very funny. Very funny. Yeah. You know what? I've grown a bit of a dad bod in the last year, but that's okay. I'm trying to work it off, doing a little exercise, so I can fit in one of those. I think one of those Cinestill shirts would probably show off my muscles really well. So I'm just hoping Andre can hook a brother up every once in a while. You know, just saying.
I just ordered 6 of them for myself today because mine, like over the course of like almost a year now, every time that I wash them, they seem to have shrunk a little bit. Because have I gained a little bit of weight? Sure. But these domestic date nights. But they've just been getting, like, I don't know, smaller, like, you know, and tighter in a way that I don't like. And so I just texted Brian today. The twins are in Rochester running, I think, 3 or 4 master rolls. And I was like, hey, is there any way that I can like order some new t-shirts? Cause, we got these when we went to Photokina, so we could have like essentially a uniform at the booth, where we're, and also like on the show floor, you'd be easily identifiable as somebody working for Cinestill. And so I've been wearing them since, you know, for a little over a year now. And I messaged Brian being like, hey, can I order like some new ones that are not small and medium because they're going to shrink a little bit? And also, like, I want to just be able to kind of get these dirty and spill blicks on them and not on like my nice clothes.
So are the old Cinestill shirts, the ones that are fitting a little tighter, kind of showing off the nipples a little too much, man? Like, is that
going on? No, not that, but like... The primary concern right now, it's hot. It's opposite problem. The primary concern right now is that like they're so tight, like around like my like shoulders and armpits, and it's so fucking hot in LA that like you know I'll be like walking 2 feet and like feel sweaty and gross.
A Gutter Man Cave production.